From mouthguards to microphones, it's your Northern Pride.
We love Wednesdays every week. The Pride players join us. This week, Daniel Woody Woodhouse, he made his debut last week against the Mackay Cutters. Woody, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Our absolute pleasure. Now, mate, we've seen a bit of a write-up from your former coach, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Talking about your debut and all the hard work that's gone into it. Now, you're able to play on the weekend against the Mackay Cutters. Love to hear the difference, your thoughts on playing that level in the Host Plus Cup compared to your local league level. What was the difference?
It's just a lot faster, but I sort of feel like everyone's sort of at the same level up there, so you just know everyone's got your back in that.
Yeah, okay. So the support is always high quality, but yeah. So is the opposition.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be interesting.
Woody, we gave you a big shout-out last Friday before that Saturday game.
Yeah.
There was actually 9 debutants playing in that game against the Cutters.
Yeah.
Was there a special team, like, feeling amongst the team with that many?
Yeah, I think all the boys just got around everyone and made all of us fellas feel like we worked hard to get there, so we're pretty much earned it, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's obviously been a big recruitment off-season, and when you bring all those new players together, it's hard to know where the culture can go as the team.
Mm-hmm.
So you're feeling like everyone's on board, everyone's invested?
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's bought into what Tybo and all the coaching staff and that's put forward for us, and I think we're going to go pretty well this year.
Are you excited about this weekend's game?
Yeah, for sure. To first, like, some of the... Because Mackay didn't really have any NRL-affiliated players, so to first some of them fellas this week should be good test for us, I think.
So heading down to Rockhampton to take on the Capras Saturday afternoon, 4 p.m. So with the team list, we know Willie P's coming back into the lineup, being in the same position as you. There's obviously a really hard decision for Ty, the coach, to decide who's going to be taking the field. Do we know when we're going to find out that decision?
I think, yeah, Tybo will probably let us know tonight, the final team, and go from there.
Woody, when I had you on the show before Christmas, we had a little bit of fun with the talk topic about spiders.
Yeah.
Now, you revealed that you have got a spider phobia.
Yeah.
You are scared the
Still
Jesus
don't like
out of spiders. Have you got over that phobia?
No, definitely not.
Have there been any situations that have made you just absolutely hate them? Like, have you had to face off against a spider at any point?
Nah, but I probably wouldn't want to either.
No. Remember that lady called? She was from Mount Molloy, and she had some massive, it was like bigger than
hand
a hand.
And, that, yeah.
And you were like, nah, love, burn your house down.
get rid of the whole thing. What about, so you spent a fair bit of time in Mount Isa.
Yeah.
I was curious to ask, how are your lead levels since moving across? How long's it been? And have they dropped off?
It's probably been about 10 years, I'd say, since I lived out there, so I think I'm back to normal now.
Don't have any...
The second head's growing back in.
The third ear is popping
They
out.
Have a special cream you can just sort of edge it back into the neck there.
And I was going to say, what's going on with this hair? It looks like you've got a bowl cut on that top. Is that a look?
Yeah, it's the new style.
I was going to say,
JB should get it.
Yeah. You reckon I should?
Yeah.
You reckon I could pull it off?
Yeah, I'll give it to you if you want.
You can give me a haircut?
Yeah, not the good one, but it'll do the job.
What do you put on? Like, look, it's a shallow bowl, so it's like the cheap Kmart bowl haircut.
Yeah.
Do you do it yourself?
Nah.
I remember
pay good money for this.
Jesus.
Don't say the barber's name for the love of God. When I was a kid, the bowl cut was more of like the big, like the massive bowl, like what you...
Right above your eyebrows.
What you mix your cake batter in,
yes.
And that's how you get that one.
These Pride boys, they're all like buff, they're handsome, they're, you know, they've got all the trends going on. You've got some weird rat's tail. Like when I was a kid...
I got the full kit.
Mate, like, you were born in what, 1998?
Yeah.
Yeah, I graduated in 1994, so that's how much older I am than you, but like you've got the trendy little mo that's gone on, this weird haircut and that cool looking rat's tail. I love you.
The full package, some may say.
Mate, so
given what
says.
She's just said, I like that she finished with I love. Because I didn't know where she was going with it. Well, now, good luck and hope to see you on the team list for this weekend. They take on the Central Coast Capras down there in Rocky at Brown Park, 4 p.m. this Saturday, March 25th. But now it is time to face off against your own teammates. You heard of Pride Putt-Putt?
Yeah, I have.
How's the talk going with Pride Putt-Putt around the camp?
It'll be a bit better today when I can throw some chat at Willie P.
Well, Willie P's still on top. So each week they take a putt. It's about 15 metres. Willie P, 41 centimetres from the cup. And up next, we are going across live to the hallway as Daniel Woody Woodhouse takes on Northern Pride Putt-Putt. Stick around. It's coming up on Triple M.
It's Tammy and JB live in the halls for Pride Putt Putt. Daniel Woody Woodhouse, how do you think he's looking, Tammy and Swan?
You know what? He's got this silent confidence about him. I reckon he's going to give it a good red hot crack against those top boys.
So at the moment, leaderboard, Willie P, 41 centimetres leading. Harry Freebump, 59 centimetres. Papua in third spot, 191. Oh, he's gone straight for it.
Too far.
And you've gone, another DQ. Mate, I was going to talk to you before it, and you just launched straight into it.
He's too keen.
Do we get him to? Let's get him to go again. Let's get him to go again. He was excited. He didn't follow the rules. I have to say go before he goes. So, all right, mate. So over here. So Woody, mate, what are you thinking? How's the lay of the land look? Any rolls either?
There's a bit of fall to the left, so I've got to compensate for that.
Okay, just you need to make sure you don't go long, because if you go long, it's disqualification. So you need to go on the shorter side of things. So, all right, Daniel Woodhouse, here he goes. All right, it's a featherweight tap. But it's dead straight. It's a good straight. It's not good enough, first of all, to take Willie P off his perch. Tammy, I need ya. Oops, she's running. We have a measurement of 252 centimetres, which puts you above the coach and in fourth spot. So you've taken down Tybo.
Yeah, that's good.
252 centimetres. Daniel Woodhouse in fourth spot. Willie P, 41 centimetres, still on top of the table. Northern Fried Putt Putt back next week right here on Triple M.